NAIDOC means to me, well, it's just like a celebration, you know, and just celebrate who you are and your people and, yeah, being black.
What does Heal Country mean to you?
Well, just looking after the land, respecting the land, being one with the land, and just, yeah, that's about it.
Yep, Dougs from Echuca. For me, NAIDOC would be actually coming to terms with being Aboriginal. I was denied that as a kid. I was told I was Aboriginal, but was denied that by, it doesn't matter who, but someone in the family. So as I got older, I started to explore that more and just really question it and come to terms with who I am, you know, as a man, as, yeah, as an Aboriginal man too, as I've got a bit older. Yeah. I like my spirit being connected to the land and just knowing that I'm a part of something that's bigger than just being human, you know what I mean? It's a lot bigger than that. Yeah. It's a feeling, it's goosebumps when you hear something or smell something, you're a lot more connected through it, you know? So it's made me a lot stronger, I feel a lot healthier too. It's made me tackle some big things while I've been in jail, you know?
Yeah, my name's Shane. I'm from Apala, from Tasmania. That's where my mob's from. It's only been the last, say, 10 years I've realised, but I'm an Aborigine. My family done a family tree, and that's how we found out. But I was later to back to Parwa from Tasmania. But I've always grew up with the brothers, you know. I always hung around them, and even at school when they used to get picked on, that I always stuck by them, and I knew there was something there, you know. Like I could feel it, but I was, you know, part of their culture, and it took all this time to find out. But you know, it's been really good to get back to who I really am.
Yeah, I'm Brownie, Wurundjeri man, grew up Gunai Kurnai. It's just like Aboriginal community coming together and that, just to, recognise, you know what I mean? Like, just what we've been through and everything like that, and support each other. And
yeah, I'm Darcy, I'm a Wurundjeri man from New South Wales. I was born up in Queensland. I lived in Victoria my whole life on Gunai Kurnai then. And
really?
Yeah, that's basically it. NAIDOC for me is like celebration where, like, we all come together, we all stand as one, as, you know, like, it's a celebration, well, to me it is. You know, whether family or everyone first meeting each other for the first time, we're all here. We're all here and we're still here, our culture's still strong, that's what NAIDOC means to me. It's identity, culture, all of us coming together.
Hayden, Gunai Kurnai, Wurundjeri Mara man. Yeah, come together as one, go through this healing process, together as a nation instead of individually.
NAIDOC means to me just a coming together of all our people, and lots of celebrations that go happen through the NAIDOC week, and it's a good time of the year. NAIDOC, like, the just for healing the country, it's sort of, you know, it's healing oneself, and you know, and taking care of each other and looking after the land and making sure that we're all right as people, and looking after our loved ones and our family in here and out there, and looking after us brothers inside here while we're all locked up and until we're out.
How do you feel about NAIDOC and Heal the Country, brother? Does it mean much to you to be on country or off country? When you're back on country, you're different?
Yeah, it's always good to go back on country when you go back home and things like that. Like, I love the bush and things like that, so when I go home, I always go out to the mission and to the forest, you know.
Yeah, deadly.
NAIDOC, it's about celebration for everyone coming together, like brother was saying before, and unity and everyone coming together and as one. So I suppose, like, and healing country is us as Aboriginal people, the caretakers of the land, you know. So we do that as a role in a day-to-day sense. You know, look, it's hard for us to connect to the country or whatever whilst we are incarcerated or whatever, but when we're out and we go back home, it's time for us to go home and heal with the country.
Yeah, NAIDOC to me is pride, you know, like pride and culture and, you know, being incarcerated, you know, being around your brothers covered, you know, in the last few talks is, you know, healing with each other while we're in here, you know, keeping, you know, eye on each other as in our mental states while we've been in, you know, going through COVID as well and not being out there with the family. And as for healing country, it's sort of the same thing, you know, like healing each other and, you know, once we do get out, get on country and heal that bit more, yeah.